This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, welcome to Just Saying. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for staying
Hello.
Back.
Hello.
And welcome, child psychologist from Family Smart, Colette Smart. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
And author of parenting blog from mousababes.com, of course, Katrina Rowe. Thank you for coming, as always.
Oh, thank you, Erica.
Now, this is a big week for a lot of students, but I also think parents. Of course, we're in the middle. Well, not in the middle yet, would it be? We've just sort of started the HSC, and with that comes a lot of stuff. There's sort of stress happening. There's going to be elation in about 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time when it's over. Colette, just to kick us off, what are some things that, as parents, if you have a child going through this, you could do to maybe make this process just a little bit calmer, easier, saner? What do you think?
I'm so glad you brought up the parents, because I think if I look at Facebook just this week, the amount of parents whose kids are writing their HSC, all writing on there, I'm so stressed. It's as if they're the one
yeah,
writing
that's
their
right,
HSC.
That's right.
But I think parents have journeyed with these children for, 17, 18 years now, and they've seen their children through their first day of kindy, their first day of high school. They've helped them choose subjects for their HSC. Mm. And so parents are very much involved in this process.
Don't forget all the assignments they passed off
as
theirs.
Thanks, yes, Dad. Yay. My son got 20 out of 20. Well done, Mum.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but this, you know, this is a by this stage, I think you realise there is nothing more you can do, and you've done everything that you could have done through the schooling process. Mm. But it's important at this stage to try as best you can to just keep the home as relaxed and calm as you can for yourself, knowing there is nothing more that you can do now at this stage, and for your child. I think we need to just realise we need realistic expectations. By this stage, if your child always has been someone who has had 60%, they're not going to suddenly get 90% in the HSC.
That's right, yeah.
And in saying that, some children get very stressed around exams. So just being realistic, knowing your child, knowing their personality and how they will face things. Children will be super sensitive and more explosive around this time.
Yep.
So try and avoid conflict as best you can. Even take away things like usual housework chores, and that's not forever. If your child's always done it, just around this stage when it's very stressful, give them a bit of a break around certain things. Don't stop sport and usual activities. Their brain needs the oxygen. Keep going with your everyday routine as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then obviously some children will still need help in planning their study schedule and their study routine, when to have breaks. So don't step away completely. Help them just with those little things through the next few weeks.
All right. Sounds good. Now, Katrina, what was it like for you a couple of years ago?
It's been 20 years, Erica.
I'm friendly.
I'm due for my 20-year school reunion very, very soon, in about a week or so. Look, I really resonated with what Colette said about it exhausts the parents. I remember my mum just prayed through my HSC, and at the end she was exhausted. She felt like she'd done it herself. So thanks, Mum. Look, I was reflecting back and I can't remember a lot, but I thought, look, I'm going to go back to what life was like when I was a teenager, and the music that we were listening to at the time always really speaks to me about a time. So I thought I would get some tips from teenagers from the music of our generation. So the big album of the time, I have to say, was Nirvana, Nevermind. And it was released at the end of 91, but, you know, we were listening to it in 92. And the song from that is Come As You Are, okay? So the tip from this is let go of other people's expectations and just be yourself. Work out what you want to achieve and what's realistic for you. And as Colette said, you've been getting marks before. It shouldn't be a big surprise, but you know. And then from U2's Achtung Baby, from The Fly, it's no secret that ambition bites the nails of success. I think, you know, too much pressure, it'll actually harm your performance.
Yeah.
I remember my geography teacher going to me, Katrina, I want to see you in the top 10. And I said, oh, what, in the class? And she said, no. And I said, what, in the year? And she said, no, in the state, Katrina. From that moment, I totally bombed out in geography. I mean, seriously, too much pressure.
Yeah.
Now, from REM, Everybody Hurts. I mean, seriously, it is a hard time, and there will be tears and there will be the blues. That's normal. So don't freak out. Michael Jackson, from his Dangerous album, Remember the Time. Time management is the key to success. Study
awesome.
When you're meant to and relax when you're not. Don't let it eat over your whole life. Don't let it take up every available minute. So just budget time. And then finally, I have to finish with The Cure and Friday, I'm in love. Because, okay, this is Monday, metaphorically. This is when you're doing the hard work. But the good times are coming. There is fun. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You've got the whole summer ahead of you.
Yeah.
So just enjoy your youth and have a good time.
That's awesome.
That would be my advice. And look, seriously, friends is the most important thing you're going to get out of this time. Your friendships.
So a bit of Michael W. Smith in there as well.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Oh, friends. No.
I was just going down the whole music theme.
Tragic, yes. But no, seriously, that's true. I think, you know, that's the best thing you're going to get out of this time is to invest in people. Don't forget. Don't isolate yourself locked up in your bedroom with your books. Yeah.
All right. Aaron, just before we have a quick break, words of wisdom.
Just before the first English exam, the first exam of the HSE, that Sunday night, I went out and visited a friend. Okay, nice. So there you go. Nice. Don't listen to anything I have to say on the HSC.
Right.
I still scored well, but don't listen to me.
All right, well, after the break, we're going to start with Aaron and see what he has to say. Welcome back. This is Just Saying with Aaron Wright, Colette Smart, Katrina Rowe, and myself, Erica. And Aaron, you went out the night before your HSA.
I did.
Did you get home late as well?
Not too late, but I just thought I'd studied enough. There's nothing more I thought I could fit in.
I've just got
to get out. And you've got to have perspective. You've got to understand all that, you know. And the course I wanted to get into, I didn't particularly care what my mark was because it went on audition.
Same.
For my course at uni. So I wasn't too fussed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was all right. But I think you've got to know your end result. You've got to know where you're going and be realistic. That's such a big tip. A girl I knew, she was a duck in her school, but that school was one of the lowest rating schools in the state, and pretty much everyone in the school in those days when we had a TER got 15 and under, including herself.
The little star.
You got to be realistic about those kind of things. But yeah, and parents, they cop it worse, don't they? But it's the reward thing. The big thing for me that got me through it was the reward. So after each exam, having that thing you can look forward to. Now, I'm so glad to hear about the schools that are holding barbecues and things like that. And students are arranging that too. So after the English exam, they're all going to go out and have a barbecue or whatever it might be. Such a good idea, but have those little rewards, and especially if you have a two gap between your second last exam and your last exam,
you're
going to have something really special because it's hard to maintain that motivation.
But keep that energy up for those 2 days. Well, I like what Colette said earlier about, particularly for parents, give the kids a little break with their chores and things like that to keep this period of time kind of open to what you're supposed to be doing and then relax at the end of it.
I loved what you said, Aaron, about actually going out the night before because that actually goes on to my point about cramming. Cramming just, it never helps. It just increases stress. Kids end up spending too late into the night trying to cram extra things. Mm. That by that stage, your brain is not going to absorb.
No.
Get to bed at a decent time. Mm. Don't cram extra things in. Get up in the morning. Have a healthy breakfast. Mm. Don't change your diet dramatically because that can create stomach havoc. But have something in your stomach in the morning. Parents can give their kids omega-3, which is very good for concentration and learning. Not too much caffeine, because that also plays havoc with your sleep. So those are important things. Mm. But if kids do bomb out afterwards or don't do as well as they thought they would, I have to tell you, after my exam, if my mum's listening, she'll remember. I got my results and I stood outside sobbing my heart out.
Yep.
Because I didn't do as well as I thought. Mind you, I didn't actually do that badly if I look back. But I had such high expectations. Half my mates thought I'd failed my exams, which I hadn't. But if I look back now, my marks were adequate to what I needed to get into. Initially, I was going into teaching. I eventually went into psychology. I changed my career completely.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of Gen Y are actually a generation who will not end up doing what they go study next.
Yep.
So there are so many pathways to what you eventually want to do.
That's the thing. And we did a little white with one on the HSC this week. And, someone actually reminded, look, if plan A doesn't work, there's B, C, D, E and the entire alphabet to go. Don't get too hung up on these particular days ahead and the day that the envelope, you know, within the winner is. It's not like that these days, is it? And who knows where God's going to put you?
Absolutely.
Katrina, what was it like for you at the time with the...
Yeah, well, I had a very specific goal. I had a course I wanted to get into, but I did also have the plan B and the plan C and whatever. And I think it's really interesting as you watch say, school friends, the ones who got the top marks aren't the ones who necessarily even had a career or then went on to use those marks. Mm. And I just think that really what you need more in life is social skills, you know, discipline, you know, goal setting, those sort of things, far more important than whatever mark you're going to get in your HSC.
Awesome. I think that's a great place to leave it, unless anyone else has anything to add. All right. So, yeah, for those who are undertaking the HSC, all the best, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Let us know how you go.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.